have to. Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is now 1:30 on October 17th, 2023. And time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. We have to my left Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Commissioner Logan, Commissioner Sidney Logan, our Vice President, is absent today. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the proposed agenda?
No, we have none this afternoon.
Okay. Comments from the public is item two on the agenda. That is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If you're joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if you're calling by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. I'm addressing the board during the meeting. Please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Please join me for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda?
There is one comment from Mr. Leiter.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Virtually.
Is he here? Oh, virtually. Okay, on the phone. Great. Let's see. Mr. Leiter, would you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Did the commission receive my letter of October
13th? A little bit better volume would help.
Hang on just a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that better?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Did the commission receive my letter from last Friday, October 13th?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I wanted to make sure you had that in front of you. My name is William Leiter. I'm a professional engineer, and I'm also a ratepayer on the Public Utilities District. I'm sure all of you heard about the helicopter crash that crashed into Copper Lake, but what you may not know is that this has been an ongoing problem that really needs to be resolved. The land where the helicopter crashed, if you look at my letter on the first page, I have a copy of the forest map. The pink area is the Morningstar NRCA that's administered by the Department of Natural Resources, and the green areas are U.S. Forest Service land. Now, on my letter, I clouded on that map the locations of where the Forest Service inholdings are and noted where Copper Lake is. What's happening is that the private operators are allowing helicopter flights into Copper Lake. And last month, one crashed. At last report, it's at the bottom of the lake. and with a tank full of aviation fuel that potentially could leak into our water supply system. With Spaden Lake, the PUD and the city of Everett wouldn't allow me to legally stick my big toe into the lake. Yet here is a helicopter that's crashed in the lake. They're going to have to send divers down because it's below the water, which is also a risky operation, then fly in more helicopters to try and fly the helicopter out. After the helicopter crashed, when the insurance company was trying to salvage and remove the helicopter, another helicopter came in ferrying in private passengers. And so the Forest Service had to put a temporary ban on public use of Copper Lake because of the conflict of having private helicopters flying around a rescue salvage operation. What I'm asking the PUD to do is a couple of things. One is that there is an oil boom around at the outfall of the lake, but that's being maintained, I'm not sure, either by PUD or the city of Everett or both. But what I'd like to do would be to get the temporary ban that the Forest Service put on Copper Lake and in the NRCA inholdings that the Forest Service has, to make that permanent, to ban all helicopter landings in those areas, particularly the joyride campers that are going in there that can't either hike in or are physically unable to walk into those lakes. So what I'm asking the PUD to do is to pass a resolution urging the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest to promptly commence the NEPA process so they can permanently ban helicopter landings in the Morningstar NRCA. The temporary ban can only be held in place for a maximum of 2 years without going through the NRCA process. Number two, my second request is that the PUD file a claim with the helicopter's insurance for reimbursement of all costs incurred by the PUD related to the helicopter crash, so us ratepayers don't have to pick up that cost for these joyride helicopter flights. And then thirdly, post regular updates on the PUD website regarding the removal of the crashed helicopter, what's going on, when it's removed. Spaden Lake provides some of the cleanest water on the planet. We should not have to accept the risk of contamination of a water supply for nearly 1 million residents simply to support helicopter landings for a few recreational campers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leiter. Do we have any other people signed up to comment or calling in?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of October 2nd, 2023, bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments, and consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Mr. Olson, do you have
any? We do not.
Do you have any questions or comments?
There are no questions from the public.
I only had one question, and I couldn't find it in the explanation. This RFP for the energy efficiency grid, the home modernization program, I know we've been briefed on that, but is this a multi-year contract? I didn't see it in here, but I would think it would be.
Park Lake contracts purchasing. You're right in that you don't find it there, and I don't have that right off the top of my head.
Well, I was thinking of the amount.
Contract term on the top in the box through 12/31/2026. So we are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I apologize. I have no other questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yay.
Yes. The motion is approved unanimously. Okay, now we'll have a public hearing in action. Considering a resolution approving increased fees payable by licensees of space on district utility poles. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. Lisa Ann Ng is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Or does Lisa Ann have a substitute? Oh, okay. Anybody have any questions?
There are none.
Oh, no questions?
I have no questions. We were briefed at our last meeting.
We've heard quite a bit about this. And I have no questions or comments either. Are there any other questions or comments from the commissioners? I'll close the public hearing. Call for the vote. Do you vote aye or nay?
Aye.
Okay. The motion is approved unanimously.
Commissioner Wolf, can you vote as well, please?
Pardon?
I didn't hear your vote.
I said aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then I said it's approved unanimously. Now we'll move on to considering a resolution setting forth the commission's conclusions regarding adoption of demand response practices and electrical vehicle charging programs standards under subsections 20 and 21 of section 111D of the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act as amended. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. Peter Gallenhauer is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Do we have any questions?
There are none.
Color, identifier then. I have no questions. I've read a couple of times on this.
Yes. As in depth as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. And no comments from the public. All right. So I'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. Are you ready?
Aye.
The motion is passed unanimously. We will now consider a resolution declaring certain real property and other property interests of the district situated in Stanwood, Washington, to be surplus and authorizing transfer of said real property to the city of Stanwood, Washington, and granting them a slope easement in favor of the city of Stanwood, Washington. Call for motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. Maureen Barnes is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Do you have any questions?
None from the public.
Do you have any questions?
I have none.
Again, we've been very well briefed on this, so I'll call for the vote.
Can you close the public hearing first?
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. You vote aye or nay?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So, I always have to look to see if it's a motion or a resolution. Is the resolution? The resolution is approved unanimously. Now, items for individual consideration. Consideration of a resolution approving a lease agreement with Roger Bell Real Estate Holdings, LLC, to lease vacant property located at 1450 80th Southwest in Washington, and authorizing the district manager of real estate services to execute said lease agreement. Call for the motion.
I move approval.
Marty Barnes is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. We should also, do we have any questions?
The only comment I have is this is a good solution. We're busting at the seams of it ups.
Right. And it took many years, and so congratulations. I have no comments other than that one. Are there any other questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none.
I'll call for the vote. You vote aye or nay?
Aye.
I vote aye. resolution. The resolution is approved unanimously. Now, our CEO, General Manager's report. Are there any reports, Mr. Harlow?
Yeah, I have a few things to share with the board this afternoon. First up, from our corporate communications, the district was the lead agency on a press release that went out last week on the annual Sultan School District evacuation drill. The district partnered with Sultan School District, Snohomish County Fire District, City of Sultan, and Snohomish County Police Department. Thanks to Kelly Stickney for her coordination with support from Brad Spangler, Scott Spar, Eric Schneider, Kim Johnston, and Brenda White. We are excited to support our agency partners as this is the first year that we've been invited to participate in this important annual event. Also, CorpCom had the opportunity to partner with the new environmental reporter at the Herald to do a story on our salmon restoration efforts at Osprey Park. An interview with our own Keith Binkley happened with the reporter, and the story on our recent side channel work and the coming side channel expansion that we expect to run in the Herald this Friday. Schools are back in session, and our requests for classroom presentations are going gangbusters. Over 100 requests already. The education team has already attended their first STEM night at Hawthorne Elementary in Everett, and after the first invitation for our fall paper circuits teacher workshop, the event is almost, or is over 50% full. From our IT group, cross-functional team from customer service, ECC, operations storm team, and ITS have been working together on enhancing our outage communication. We are deploying a storm mode enhancement to our outage map, the outage text messaging, and outage IVR to provide status and ETR when a crew is on site. This is during a storm. Previously, we, as you remember, we suppressed all ETRs during a storm, but this will now be able to help provide our customers with information on their restoration efforts or the time of restoration for their service. And this is just the first step with outage communication during a storm, which is really a key customer experience initiative for us.
I agree wholeheartedly. Then what you're saying, the crew has been dispatched, it will tell them that, but it doesn't go into individual restoration time, does it? But if we've got a crew coming to you and we're going to restore it in an hour, well, we don't know that.
No, but the customers will be able to see that. The customers that will be, are receiving, if they signed up for the text communication, the outage alert, the information, they will, once that crew is on site, the crew will be able to give ECC basically an estimate on restoration time. And then that'll go in the system, and it will put it on the IVR for those customers. It'll put it on the outage map for those customers, and then they'll also get a text if they've signed up for that text alert.
Thank you.
Yeah, which is, again, a huge step for the storm restoration process. I want to give an example of an event that went on with our customer and energy services that also included folks from D&E. City of Everett emergency request and the energy services key accounts folks coordinating a response to demonstrate again what Team PUD is capable of. We got an after hours call that came into key accounts from the City of Everett requesting an emergency service install for pallet houses to temporarily house residents of property that needed to be immediately vacated. Key accounts reached out to D&E with immediate response, ensuring PUD was prepared to respond to those needs. On-site meeting with the City of Everett, the PUD Everett Engineering, PUD Construction, and key accounts took place first thing the next morning to troubleshoot a solution. A sketch for the construction was completed and delivered the next day, putting PUD in a position to complete the work as soon as the city is ready. The city was impressed and thrilled with our ability to bring all the necessary parties together to meet that need and make it happen so quickly. And then I want to just provide an update at the request of the board on the helicopter crash. And I'm going to start, you all have the background on the crash back on September 8th. The helicopter has a closed fuel system and no spill has been reported of any kind to date. The helicopter owner and their insurance company have hired a recovery contractor and a diving salvage subcontractor. The diving subcontractor is scheduled to survey the wreckage in Copper Lake on Thursday, October 18th, which is this Thursday, after which they will plan to raise the helicopter and bring it to shore, remove the fluids that are in the helicopter, and remove it from the site with a heavy lift helicopter. The Department of Ecology has indicated they will boom the site, which means put a protective boom around the water, and the Copper Lake outlet during the retrieval operations to contain any spill that might occur. City of Everett has confirmed that all drinking water quality requirements continue to be met. Generation staff continue to receive regular updates from the Department of Ecology as the lead agency and will continue to retransmit and communicate to all the necessary stakeholders. We have opened a work order and have it in place to capture all the associated costs that we've incurred from the helicopter crash, and we will eventually, you know, figure out the appropriate billing companies to bill. If you have any questions, Brad Spangler is online or listening in. If you have any questions specifically around the helicopter crash or updates.
Well, I just want to say thank you for checking that out, because I did not know that it was self-contained. I thought in the article that I read in the Herald, I wasn't sure that it was. But that is a really good article if anybody wants to read a long, very comprehensive article about the land protections and which agencies are in charge of which parts. I recommend that article. Thank you. I'm so glad nobody was injured. But I agree. Mr. Leiter's request, he's in my district, and I did tell him that it would be an unusual kind of resolution for us to pass to direct an agency to do something, I thought, but I haven't checked it out with council. But nevertheless, we can try to use our influence where we can to get that land protected, I think, however we can.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we have citizens and customers who care.
Yeah, no, I agree, absolutely. Comments were warranted, and but Brad Spangler, Scott Spar, the teams, even have our finance folks involved in monitoring all the stuff going on the cost end of it. So we're staying engaged and staying abreast of what's going on. Last thing I was going to share, I was hoping to be able to share the name, but we have chosen a new executive director for NWPPA. The board, we did the final interviews a week ago last Friday, and the board approved the selection yesterday, but it's, I don't believe it's public yet, so I'm going to.
Did you say AWA?
NWPPA.
NW, Northwest, okay. Great.
So that should be coming in the next day or so.
That's good. Good work. Mr. Olson, do you have any report? Oh, we're in commission business now. Thank you for that report, John. Mr. Olson, do you have any reports?
I have none.
And I didn't bring my personal calendar, but I know, thanks to our clerks giving me a phone call, I made it to our new employees meeting. It had slipped my mind, sorry to say. But it was very interesting, although it was a small group. I do like meeting new employees. That's really fun. So do you have any, going on to the commissioner event calendar, Michelle, so do you have any changes to begin?
I do not.
Neither do I. So we're going to governance planning calendar. Michelle, also, do you have any changes to the calendar?
You're moving stuff all over the place. Okay, no, I don't.
Okay, neither do I. Is there any further business to come before the board today? Hearing none, it is 1:54 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.